Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. The continuation of chapter 44 of the Spiritual Combat, Prayer. First, we must desire sincerely to serve God with ardent fervor in the manner most agreeable to Him. And this desire will be enkindled within our hearts if we consider three things attentively. The first is that Almighty God deserves our homage and service by reason of the excellence of His sovereign being, His goodness, beauty, wisdom, power, and His ineffable, infinite perfection. The second is that God in heaven became man on earth, to consecrate a life of 33 years to the cause of our salvation. He condescended to dress our wounds with His own hands and heal them, not with oil and wine, but with His own precious blood and immaculate body, torn and disfigured by cruel whips, thorns, and nails. The third point is our realization of the obligation to observe His law and discharge every duty, since this is the only way we can expect to triumph over the devil, to become masters of ourselves and children of God. The second point in the method to be observed, growing in prayer, is that we must have a vibrant, living faith and a firm confidence that God will not refuse the assistance necessary to serve Him faithfully and work on our salvation. A soul rekindled with this holy confidence is like a sacred vessel into which divine mercy pours the treasures of His grace. And the larger the vessel, the greater the abundance of heavenly blessings it receives through prayer. For how can God, whose power is limitless and whose goodness is alien to all deception, ever refuse His gifts to those whose petitions He has encouraged and whose perseverance and faith He has promised to reward with the blessings of the Holy Spirit? The third part of the method. Our motive for prayer must be the will of God rather than the will of self. We must apply ourselves to this divinely appointed duty because He has commanded it. And we must wish no more than that which is in utter conformity to God's plan. Thus, our intention will not be to make the divine will subservient to our own, but rather to transform the human will so that it is in complete harmony with the divine. The reason for this humble ascendance to the divine will is the perversity of our own, tainted as it is with blind self-love, guided by ourselves alone. We would err and stumble, but the will of God, essentially just and holy, cannot be mistaken. Thus, the will of God should be the will of men, since not to follow the former is to go astray. Let us then be most solicitous, all our petitions be agreeable to God. And if doubts arise concerning the concurrence of the human and the divine, let a humble submission to divine providence accompany our requests. If, however, the things we ask are, by their very nature, pleasing to Him, such as grace, virtue, etc., then let us beg them with a view to pleasing and serving His divine majesty, rather than for any other consideration, however credible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, Apostle of Rome, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't it beautiful what he says about the things we should pray for? That if we pray for grace or virtue or those kinds of spiritual goods, then we don't have to say, if it be your will, or we don't have to have a humble submission to divine providence, because those things by their very nature are pleasing to God. In other words, let us ask and ask and ask for grace. Knock and it will be open to you. Seek and you will find. Ask and it will be given to you. If you know how to give good things to your children, our Lord said, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? In other words, the Holy Spirit is the gift of gifts, but with the Holy Spirit comes grace and faith and hope and charity. Do not be discouraged, St. Philip says, if you've been asking for something for a long time and God seems slow in giving it, because he can give in a moment what we've asked for a long time. But when we ask for these things, grace, love, charity, patience, humility, we beg them with a view to pleasing and serving his divine majesty. Okay? Lord, give me faith so that I can serve you better. And that goes back to the kind of main point of point three, right? The third condition for prayer. We go to do his will. I go to the chapel. I go to church. I go to my own little prayer corner in my room, even when I don't feel like it, because I go to be with him, because he wants it. He wants it. I don't go to bend him, his will to my will. I go to let my will be in conformity with him. I go because God has commanded it. Each of us is like the woman at the well. She goes to draw water, you know, in John chapter 4. And what does she find there? Jesus is waiting for her. And that whole gospel is a scene about prayer. We go to draw water. We go to pray, draw the water of the Holy Spirit. We think we're going to help ourselves, and we are. But there's someone already waiting there for us. And what does he say to her? You give me something to drink, he says. In other words, we go to give something to God. Second condition, firm confidence, vibrant living faith. Again, faith comes as a gift. We have to ask for that faith. But even before that faith, what do we need? We need a desire to serve God, a desire to be with him. And if you're here tonight, despite everything, then you have a desire for God. And how do we increase our desire for him and to serve him to prayer? Well, remember the whole point earlier in the book about the will. The will is the power of desiring, but the will follows what? It follows the intellect. And so if you want to increase your desire for something, the normal way besides praying for it is to think. And he gives us three considerations. God deserves it for how great he is. God deserves our service because of what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. And God deserves it because otherwise we have no hope. Without God, we will be under the power of the devil. The only way to become happy, the only way to reach heaven is by prayer. We are here to be with God the Father. We are here because Jesus Christ has died for us, risen for us, ascended for us. And we're here and able to do his will because the Holy Spirit is in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.